News from Ellsworth Community Radio for Friday, May 24th. The public viewed options for alternative sleep center locations at an open house Wednesday at Howe Homes Community Center. The open house began with a presentation outlining the need for a sleep center, including information that the Kittas County Ministerial Association will not operate a cold weather shelter this winter. The public was asked to suggest sleep center sites after objections were raised to placing the facility on South Ruby Street because of its proximity to a child care center. Alternatives suggested included the vacant lot on Main Street adjacent to Arnold's Ranch and Home, the Four Square Church property on Mountain View Avenue, two locations off of Highway 97, land owned by CW north of campus, West Tacoma Avenue near Goodwill, and Bury Road on land outside of the city. The City Council and the Kittitas County Commissioners will meet on June 13th to discuss sleep center locations. Central Washington University recognized four individuals with distinguished faculty awards this week. The Teaching Award went to Anthropology Professor Lori Sheeran. The Scholastic Artistic Accomplishment Award went to English Professor Maya Jewel Zeller. Sports and Movement Management Professor Tanjian Lang received the Service Award. IT Management Senior Lecturer Susan Rivera received the Non-Tenure Track Teaching Award. The Ellsworth School District has a four-day weekend this weekend. School is out today because of an unused snow day included in the schedule, and Monday is Memorial Day. All city, county, and state offices are closed Monday for Memorial Day. The 33rd annual Easton Memorial Day celebration is Saturday. A noon parade highlights the event that includes live music, a kids zone, a car show, and numerous food and craft vendors. The Upper County Memorial Day service honoring veterans will be held at the Roslyn Historic Cemetery at 11 a.m. Monday. Ellensburg's Memorial Day celebration will be from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Monday at Veterans Memorial Park. A lunch provided by local Rotary clubs follows the ceremony with donations given to local veterans organizations. The Kittitas Secondary School softball team opens state 2B tournament play today at Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima against the Lake Roosevelt versus Liberty winner. The time of the game has not yet been announced. A win would send the Coyotes into the semifinals on Saturday. State track and field meets take place this week. Ellensburg High School athletes compete in the 2A state meet at Mount Tahoma High School in Tacoma through Saturday. Clem Rosin and Kittitas athletes compete in the state 2B meet at Zephyl Stadium in Yakima through Saturday. Clay Elm-Rosen High School's Sergio Sanchez placed in a tie for ninth, and teammate Dylan Pratt finished 16th at the state 2B boys golf meet at the Tumwater Valley Golf Club this week. As a team, the Warriors placed second in state. The Fish Open Table lunch is chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, green beans, and a dinner roll and peaches. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60+ from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellsberg, and noon to 1 p.m. in Clay Elm. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clay Elm Seventh-day Adventist Church. Community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 65 degrees. Sunset is at 8:42 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 46 degrees. Winds will be from 20 to 30 miles per hour. This newscast can be found at www.ebergradio.org. This has been Michael Gallagher for Ellensburg Community Radio.